"If it please you, O Ark of the Sky," he said, breaking into a sweat, hoping against hope that, O gods, the king was going to put him at his ease again. He looked imploringly at the high priest, who with the merest twitch of his features indicated that there was nothing he proposed to do about it. This was too much. He wasn't the only one to object to this. Dill, the master embalmer, had been subjected to half an hour of having to talk about his family only yesterday. It was wrong. People expected the king to stay in the palace. It was too... The king ambled towards him in a nonchalant way, designed to make the master builder feel he was among friends. Oh, no, Puttaclusp thought. He's going to remember my name. I must say you've done a tremendous amount in 9 weeks. It's a very good start. It's Puttaclusp, isn't it? Said the king. Puttaclusp swallowed. There was no help for it now. Yes, O hand upon the waters, he said. O fount of... I think your majesty... "Or sire will do," said Tepic. Puttaclusp panicked and glanced fearfully at Dios, who winced but nodded again. "The king wishes you to address him." A look of pain crossed his face. "Informally, in the fashion of the of foreign lands. You must consider yourself a very fortunate man to have such talented and hard-working sons," said Tepic, staring down at the busy panorama of the quarry. I will, sire, mumbled Puttaclusp, interpreting this as an order. Why couldn't kings order people around like in the old days? You knew where you were then. They didn't go round being charming and treating you as some sort of equal, as if you could make the sun rise too. It must be a fascinating trade, Tepic went on. As your sire wishes, sire, said Puttaclusp. If your majesty would just give the word. And how exactly does all this work? Your sire? Said Puttaclusp, horrified. You make the blocks fly, do you? Yes, O sire. That is very interesting. How do you do it? Puttaclusp nearly bit through his lip. Betray craft secrets? He was horrified. Against all expectation, Dios came to his aid. By means of certain secret signs and sigils, sire, he said, into the origin of which it is not wise to inquire. It is the wisdom of, he paused, the moderns. So much quicker than all that heaving stuff around, I expect, said Tepic. It had a certain glory, sire, said Dios. Now, if I may suggest. Oh, yes. Press on by all means. Puttaclusp wiped his forehead and ran to the edge of the quarry. He waved a cloth. All things are defined by names. Change the name and you change the thing. Of course, there is a lot more to it than that, but paracosmically, that is what it boils down to. Puttaclusp 2B tapped the stone lightly with his staff. The air above it wavered in the heat, and then, shedding a little dust, the block rose gently until it bobbed a few feet off the ground, held in check by mooring ropes. That was all there was to it. Tepic had expected some thunder, or at least a gout of flame, but already the workers were clustering around another block, and a couple of men were towing the first block down towards the site. "Very impressive," he said sadly.
"Indeed, sire," said Dios, "and now we must go back to the palace. It will soon be time for the ceremony of the third hour."
"Yes, yes, all right," snapped Tepic. "Very well done, Puttaclusp. Keep up the good work."
Puttaclusp bowed like a seesaw in flustered excitement and confusion.
"Very good, your sire," he said, and decided to go for the big one. "May I show your sire the latest plans?"
"The king has approved the plans already," said Dios, "and excuse me if I am mistaken, but it seems that the pyramid is well under construction."
"Yes, yes, but," said Puttaclusp, "it occurred to us, this avenue here, you see, overlooking the entrance, what a place, we thought, for a statue of, for instance, Hat, the vulture-headed god of unexpected guests, at practically cost."
Dios glanced at the sketches.
"Are those supposed to be wings?" he said. Not even cost, not even cost.